Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come before you right now, Father, repenting of it. I come repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly and unknowingly. What's in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me. Create new in me a right spirit. Now, Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Now, Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus over this service on today, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over the airways, Lord God. I curse every assignment of the enemy, even now in the name of Jesus. I render every contract against this service, oh God, null and void by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm asking that you'll encamp your warring angels all around us, even now, to do warfare on our behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, because you said in your word, up until now, the kingdom of heaven have suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. So, Lord, today we take by force today, God, everything that you have for us concerning your kingdom. Lord, we just want to say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever, Lord God. Lord, we just dedicate this service back to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, every song, Lord God, every word that's spoken, Lord God, that you would be in the midst, that you would be the one that's the orchestrator of it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that I would not speak or sing anything that I want to sing or speak, God. I would only sing or speak with your spirit. Give me utterance to speak, Lord God. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I decree and declare healing over people's lives today, God. Where people need healing, Lord God, I pray for healing. Where people need deliverance, Lord, I pray for deliverance. Where people need breakthrough, I pray for breakthrough. God, some of you on the other, hallelujah. Some even on the line, Lord God, need financial breakthrough, Lord God. So we just thank you in advance. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you right now for manifesting yourself even now in the mighty name of Jesus. So Lord, we praise your name, Lord God. We praise your name, Lord. We just bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your love, Lord God. Thank you for your divine. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he sees into the matter. He said, my eyes are open and I see everything. He's like, I see into the matter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. And I leave my voice. To worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy in my ears. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. We are
Oh, Lord.
Daddy, I love you. Lord, I love you. You are holy and you're righteous, and you are true. I love you, Lord. I love you.
Ooh, glory to God.
I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you, Lord. Daddy God, I love you. I love you, Lord. Oh, how I love you. Jesus, oh, how I love you, even oh, how I love you, Jesus, Jesus. First love me, I'm singing, oh, how I love you.
Oh, glory to God. Sekiyara mo sandi andoro koto.
Oh, how I love you. How I love you, Jesus, Jesus, love me. Come on and pray. Come on and pray the Lord. Come on and pray the Lord. Right where you are.
Yola mani anzeri, kora ra yasini atala kora ha.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you from my heart. Hallelujah.
Come on and praise him right where you're located. Hallelujah. For God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. God is worthy. God is worthy. He's worthy. The Lord is worthy
to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Grota haratos india da candalocundi. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, go with me to Matthew. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Himatalatu latu neri. Koramana sibi lari andola. Unaya hila undona. Hola to mata yene, kundo lo laya tia basa yene, kuna la hilanto. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Let your light come. Let your light come on us today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, your lama, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, we praise you. Oh, of my day. Lord, I will praise you. All my days, all my days, Lord, I shall praise you. I shall praise you.
enemies. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Iklaba undalakiri. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. For he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We're going to Matthew. Hallelujah. Chapter 11. Hallelujah. I'm going to start at verse 8. But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in king's houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist unto now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent taketh it by force. For all the prophets in the law prophesied unto John. And if ye receive it, this is Elias which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. I'm going to do it in the basic English. It says, but what went you out to see? A man dedically clothed? Those who have fair robes are in king's houses. But why did you go out to see a prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it has been said, See, I send my servant before your face who will. See, I send my servant before your face who will make ready your way before you. Truly I say to you, among the sons of women, there has not been a greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist till now, Mokoroto Sahri, the kingdom of heaven is forcing its way in, and men of force take it. For all the prophets in the law were in force till John. And if you are able to see it, this is Elijah who was to come. He who has ears, let him give ear. Now, simply put, you know, when you look at these verses here in chapter 11 of Matthew, God is speaking a word. And that word is yet ringing in this hour.
Yeah.
He says, but what did you come to see? What went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that were soft clothed are in king's house. But what went you out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, in more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. If you look at it in the basic English, it has been said, See, I send my servant face, who will make ready your way before you. God always raises up a servant to go before the face of his people, to prepare them to stand before him. And I can tell you that no matter what people think or what they feel, I know that I've been called to prepare people to stand before Jesus. See, you got to get ready. You got to get ready because he come within an hour that you know not of. The scriptures begin to tell us that he comes as a thief in the night. It says as, because he's not a thief. Because Jesus himself is the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He endured the shame in the humiliation so that we would have the right to the tree of life. A lot of people don't even realize what the tree of life is. Do you know it's sad, but a lot of people in church are not going to see the tree of life. Notice I said people that's in the church. Because you can be in the church, but that don't mean the church is in you. And this is the thing that God is saying. He's saying the kingdom of heaven have suffered violence. And the violent take it by force. In other words, let me put it to you the way it says in the basic English. And from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven is forcing its way in, and men are forced taking glory. Hallelujah. For all the prophets in the law were enforced to John. Heliosa. Kundilere bekunzaha. For the kingdom of heaven is forcing its way in. Like, oh shit. And those who are men of force is going to take it by force.
Yeah.
If you don't have no force in you, you're not going to be able to take it. This thing ain't for the squeamish.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't for the faint of heart. It ain't for the weaklings. But it's for those that say, you know what? I want the kingdom. And then you saying that you want the kingdom. The kingdom said, well, I want you.
Yeah.
Hey. For we don't choose God, but God chooses us.
Yeah.
The Bible lets us know that in Romans 8:29, that who he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son Jesus. So you got to understand something. The kingdom is forcibly pressing in on you. Can't you feel the kingdom coming in? Can't you feel the kingdom pressing out the darkness in your life? Can't you see the light of the kingdom saying it's time for the sin to go? And it's time for the kingdom. The Bible says, lift up your heads, all ye gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, for the King of glory shall come in. Then it says, who is this King of glory? He is the Lord strong and mighty.
Oh, yes, he is.
Let me tell you something. The kingdom is coming in by force. Glory to God.
Yes.
I hear the Spirit of God saying that thing. Everything that the devil has stolen for the children of men, I'm taking it back. He shall recover. David asked the Lord when he was in Ziklag, should I pursue and recover all? And the Lord gave him the word, yeah, go pursue and recover all. David pursued. And he recovered all. Man, David went and whipped some butt. And I'll tell you something. It's something about the men of force. That when they stand ready for God to give them the release. There's a release that God is sending in the earth. Hallelujah. To the sons of the living God. And he's saying, take it back by force. But you got to understand, God's force is not like man's force. You don't have to do nothing but stand still and see the salvation.
Yeah.
You go in a position of pursuing, but you stand in the position of knowing that the victory is already yours.
Okay.
And so you got to understand that God is calling his people. The kingdom is pressing in. Hallelujah. See, the kingdom of darkness called itself trying to press in, but the kingdom of darkness ain't nothing compared to the kingdom of light. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, because when the kingdom of light presses in, your shitty koha, the kingdom of darkness tuck tail and run. I've seen it for myself. I witnessed it for myself. Matter of fact, I watch demons run and they be sneaking around. Because they don't want me to see them, because they know if I see them, I destroy them. By the Spirit of God. Oh, somebody on the line said, how you can destroy a demon that's honey, that's over your head, because you don't know the Word of God. You don't know the God that I serve. Let me tell you something. God has positioned his people.
Oh, yes, he has.
And if you will walk in what God has created you to walk in, okay, you won't look nothing like you look today. The devil is so afraid of you turning, afraid of Saul becoming Paul. He's afraid of Peter becoming the rock. So you gotta understand something. Saul was a killer of the church, but Paul was the father of the church. So you got to understand something. God is calling somebody out of something today to bring them into something that he has prepared them to be. He said the kingdom. He said, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent taketh it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John, and if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. He that hath ears, let him hear. If you do it in the basic English, it says, and from the day the kingdom of heaven is forcing its way in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the kingdom of heaven forcing its way in. I thank you for the forcing in of the kingdom of heaven. I thank you for the forcing in of the kingdom of light coming on in, Lord God, that your light might shine upon the dark areas in our lives. Hallelujah. And so he said, and from the days of John the Baptist to now, the kingdom of heaven is forcing its way in. And men of force take it. For all the prophets in the law were in force to John. And if you are able to see it, this is Elijah who was to come. He who has ears, let him give ear. Check this out, man. You got to have some force inside yourself. You can't be a wimp with this thing.
Yeah.
You got to make up in your mind, for God I live and for God I surely die. And see, when you're looking like Jesus, there is no similarity at all of the world on you. You know, and it's amazing to me, because the express glory of Jesus and the splendor of Jesus is far beyond what you could ever imagine. The love of Jesus is far more than you could ever imagine. See, carnal minds cannot perceive the things of the spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And so your spirit man must come alive in order to receive the things of God. So I speak life into your spirit, that you may have force to obtain the kingdom of heaven. The word of God says, not by power nor by might, but by his spirit, saith the Lord.
Yes.
His spirit is the force. May the force be with you. May the spirit of God rest so heavy on you. May you become so drunk in the spirit that you can't even stand.
Ooh, hallelujah.
May you know the kingdom of heaven like you've never known before, and that you may the maker of kingdom of heaven like you've never known him before. I see somebody's spirit man breathing in, hallelujah, saying life has come now into my being. And I speak to your spirit by the authority of Jesus Christ, live and flourish
by the Spirit of God. Come out of darkness. Be ye separated, saith the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy.
So you got to understand God is calling his people in. He's calling his people in. Come on in. Come on in. Trust in the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Take the kingdom by force today. Because the kingdom is forcing in today. The kingdom of heaven is forcing in. He's drowning out the darkness in your life. He's pressing in on every point. And so the devil is running scared. He's trying everything he can to do his last crap. But he's running scared because the kingdom is pressing in. Hallelujah. And as the kingdom is pressing into you, you press into the kingdom. And so, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. This is God's hour. It's the kingdom of heaven's hour. I don't care what the devil is doing. I don't care what the world is doing. I don't care how crazy the world is. Let the world be as crazy as it want to be. I want to walk in the Spirit. I don't want to mind the things of this world. I want to mind the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I heard Ace of church people say, if you're so heavenly minded, you know earthly good. Well, if you got to be heavenly minded in order to be some good on the earth for the kingdom of God. Because that's what you was called to be.
That's right.
And so, you know, I just praise God today for moving by his Spirit. I pray that the Spirit of God has spoken something to live and that you will come out of sin. Y'all, there's nothing in sin. You can drink until you drink yourself silly, till you die. What is it going to change anything? When you get through, you're still the same person. You could be on drugs and drug yourself out. What good is it going to do when you get through pain? You can sex it down as much as you want to. When you get through sexing, you still got the same problem. And not only do you got the same problem, but now you done took on that other person's problem. Because you got a soul tie now. You tied to whatever filth is up in there. It's now part of you. And it's weighing you down even more so. You can eat your cares away until you kill yourself. People don't even realize that you can over-exercise and kill yourself by over-exercising. So then what is the answer? The answer is in the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
You got to understand something. Jesus was letting them know, man, I didn't call John to be some lightweight, someone like a soft apparel and stuff. He's like, I didn't call him. He's a rough man. He's out in the wilderness because God's people are in the wilderness. You're in a place that you can't even see anything, but you want to tell God how to do something. God raises up his servants to get the people ready to stand before him.
Oh, yeah.
And it ain't no pretty thing. Because you're not pretty. You have sin in your life. The Bible says that if you say you have no sin, that you're a liar. And the truth is not in you. So then it takes someone that has been anointed by God to identify the sin. That's the reason why I'm one of those people that don't mind people getting upset with me and angry at me. I don't care. You know, I'm one of the people that really do not care. And it's because I care about your soul. I don't care about people's feelings. Because your feelings is going to land you in hell. People will wake up one day because of whatever is going on and they will go to hell. And so you got to understand God is calling his people out from amongst some things. And he wants us to be separated unto the truth.
Yeah.
The Spirit of the Lord is resting on his people today. And he's saying, press into the kingdom. Kingdom come in your life. He like, come on. He said, take it by force today. He said, even as I'm pressing the kingdom into you, you be pressed into the kingdom. God bless you. God love you. And he wants you to grow in grace. God loves you so much. He loves you so much. Father, we just thank you for your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly or unknowingly. Was it my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds? I'm asking you, Father, to forgive me, create in me a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit. Take me out of the flesh, Father, and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. And so, Lord, we just thank you for the moving of your spirit, Lord God. For allowing your anointing to rest on your people, Lord God. We thank you for allowing your kingdom to press in, Lord God, and them to press into your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Prophet Judy, did God give you anything while the word was going forth or anything during the service?
No. I'm going to go ahead and make the announcements. As you all know, pay your tithes and your offerings. Go ahead and send that in today. I'm asking that you not wait. If you have it, go ahead and send it in. When you send it in, you put the amount and put TO. If you have purpose in your heart, as I have, to do your pastor seed every week, go ahead and send their pastor seed in, put the amount and put C. You're paying on your pastor appreciation, put that amount and put PA. Started on your pastor appreciation. Let's go ahead and begin that. Also, if you have any questions for me, those of you who know how to contact me, you can. If you are a visitor on the line today and you'd like to pay your tithes and your offerings into this ministry, or as if you would be in the building and you would give an offering, to give an offering, I'm asking you to text Pastor so that she can give you the information. Her telephone number is 214-507-3626. Text her, and she will forward that information to you, and I thank you all.
Okay, so we know that everything is getting ready to change because some of you all got the information on yesterday. About the website and about our Facebook page. And if you look at the website, there is a place on there for you to do your tithes and offering. It's called, you know, where it says make donations. Now, I want you to wait. I'm gonna let you all know by Wednesday when you can start sending your money through that the donation portal on the website. And so, because I want to make sure that everything is right on the back end. We still trying to clear up some things on the back end, so I'm kind of still going back and forth with them on the back end. But once everything is cleared up, you will no longer be sending it to the thing that Yolanda has you sending it on the website through the. But you still would need to text Yolanda what this is and what that is, because you know when you send it, you're not gonna have that luxury on the website to say this is what this is for or whatever. It's just you're just gonna be able to put the money. But for us to have it, for the books to know what's this and this and how to separate stuff out, because a lot of you all send all your money together at once. We're going to need to know that, so we'll have the proper information on that. So we know the website is www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Again, that is www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. The Facebook page is We Are Ministries Incorporated. That's the Facebook page. We sent out information to some folks. Some people got the information on yesterday. Everybody didn't get the information because everything hadn't been sent out yet to everybody. But go on your timelines on Facebook and put timeline. You know, some of you all are always on Facebook. So this is your hour to shine. So you know, God is real funny. You know, he does certain things. I put the information out yesterday, and I'm just waiting to see what all people do. No, we want to see it on your timeline. Put it on your timeline because we're going to be doing certain things on Facebook. I'm going to be doing certain meetings on Facebook. I'm going to be doing things to where people can have answering sessions and all this kind of stuff. I'm going to be doing some things on the website too. And it's those who've gone on the website, you see, we have a podcast. So, you know, the stuff on the website and the stuff on the podcast and the stuff on Facebook, I'm going to be doing. So as you can see, no, I don't have time to babysit nothing because I'm doing what God is telling me to do in this hour and this season. And so all those that, and especially if you a person that be on Facebook, you can guarantee I'm looking at everything because God is showing me certain things. He's showing me doing. So you know, it's nice that you like a picture or whatever like that, but you need to put stuff on your timeline because we're trying to reach souls. And so and there's things that God is commissioning us to do in this hour and this season. And so through your timelines, information on there, the where they can go on to the page. The page gives them information about different things that they can do or whatever like that, because there is people that's hurting out there that needs prayer. There's people that need to hear a word. They need to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. And so we're doing what the Lord is telling us to do. And so I just want to tell you all that on today. I thank those who have gone on their timelines, who's already put stuff on their timelines. I thank you for doing that. I saw what you do when you put stuff on your timelines. It shows up on my back office, and I can see everything that you're doing. And so, you know, I thank you for doing that. And I pray that as you've done those things, that God will bless you because you was obedient to the word of the Lord. Yes. And so I speak blessings over your life.
Hallelujah.
Because what God asked you to do.
Yes, God.
And so, Lord, I'm asking you even now in the areas of their lives where they're having issues, Lord God, things that they cannot control. I'm asking that you will destroy the works of darkness that have come up against them, Lord. And Father, as they press into the kingdom, as they make the kingdom available to others, oh God, I'm asking, Father, the kingdom, Lord God, will come unto them. And so, Lord, we just praise you in advance for it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So if you need prayer, you can text in your prayer request. And when you go on the you will see, and on the website, you see our church email. So you can text your prayer. To me, the text is the best way because it's the fastest way to get me to get so I can pray over it. Or you can email it. And you can email your prayer request in or whatever. And on the website, when you go on there and you look at the different articles and stuff on there, the things that I've put in and the things that the staff has put in, you can come in on those things. There's a session up under there where it allows you to come in or whatever. We can do interchanges on the website back and forth, you know, open up discussions on different things. I'm getting with some, I got some people I'm getting with because, like I said, we're getting ready to do some live shows. It's going to be a lot of different things that's getting ready to take place. And so we just thanking the Lord for it. We just moving forward in the things of God, and we're going to do what God tells us to do.
Yeah.
And so everybody that's Spirit is blessed, everything in his way, he's moving out of his way. And so, you know, I just praise God in advance for what he's doing and how he's getting ready to do it. So I want you to know I love you and I'm praying for you. God bless you, and I'm ending the call.